This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. Good morning. I'm Chuck Henman. And with me this morning for Artscape is producer James Baumgartner. Hi, James. Happy Thursday. So what's going on this weekend?
Well, June is LGBTQ Pride Month, and this Saturday is the big Rhode Island Pride Fest. There's all sorts of music, block parties, and, of course, the big parade. That's Saturday night starting at 8.
Ah, night. There aren't many parades at night.
Yeah, that's why they call it the Illuminated Night Parade. It goes down Washington Street and then over to Weybosset Street, where the main viewing area is right in front of PPAC. And LGBTQ Pride is also the theme tonight in New Bedford for that city's monthly cultural celebration. They call it AHA Night. That's A-H-A. Stands for Art, History, and Architecture. There's a block party at Custom House Square and other events all over downtown New Bedford.
And one of those events tonight also marks the kickoff of Summer Winds. This is a summer-long celebration of New Bedford's emerging leadership in wind energy. I talked with Lindsay Meesch, Executive Director of Design Art Technology Massachusetts. That's the acronym DATMA. Her organization is driving the Summer Winds series. I met her downtown at the Seaport Art Walk. That's where they're holding a wind sculpture tour and contest tonight for work done by Bristol Community College and UMass Dartmouth students.
I wanted to get the youth more involved with the art in the city, so we coordinated a little competition where you had to submit a proposal. Any sort of angle that they thought about wind, whether it be winds of change or some of them are even going to be kinetic, so wind will push the sails on one of the pieces, and some of them are using materials that flow in the wind, and we will decide who gets the, you know, merit for best sculpture.
The Seaport Art Walk Tour starts off at 5 this evening at Moby Dick Brewing downtown on Water Street. That's also where a cash prize is going to be awarded after the judging tonight. And stay tuned for more information about Summer Winds, because the main event is coming up at the very end of this month with the installation of the signature Skynet Silver Current. That's going to be on view in Custom House Square right on through September. This is amazing. This is a shimmering wave of thousands of streamers of silver polyester film. Lindsay Meesch says this is not to be missed.
A huge kinetic sculpture that will be over the park, connected to a few different buildings and trees. We're digging the holes now and trying to build a base so then we can have a centerpiece for this sculpture so it'll prop it up.
There's a lot of math that goes into this exhibit.
We're trying to calculate a range of the movement of the piece. That's what made this piece such an interesting development, all based on the engineering. And the winds that come through New Bedford are so strong, and we had to think about hurricanes, and it's been an interesting ride. But essentially, it's going to be about 6,500 square feet and 15 feet to 150 high.
I've seen some video of that piece when it was up in some other cities, and it is really something to behold. It just looks like magical floating, shimmering curtain in the air, and I really can't wait to see it in person.
No, me neither. This Friday and Saturday, Mixed Magic Theater has a show at Trinity Rep. I dropped in on a rehearsal earlier this week to talk with Ricardo Pitts-Wiley, the creative force behind the show called Night's People.
There's a place at the corner of midnight and the edge of time, and every night, Night's People gather there. Different, you never know where the corner of midnight and the edge of time is going to be. It could be in Istanbul one night and in New York City the next night. It is its own thing. But the Night's People who gather there sing the passions of the day, the things that people around the world need to express that they can't express during the daylight hours. But ultimately, their mission is to wash the night so that the sun can rise anew. So the night song must be sung every night in order for the sun to rise.
And Ricardo Pitts-Wiley told me he's been working on the music for this show for quite a while, and he has changed. As he's changed, the songs have changed.
You become somewhat more socially conscious during that time. You realize that you want to write about issues, but you don't want it to be a temporary issue. You want it to write about something that's an ongoing human issue, like the environment. I mean, when I first started working on this show, I would have never thought that I would have written a song about the environment and environmental issues, but I did. But also, over that 35 years of time, I grew as a person. I became a father. I've been married for 42 years, and I understand the travails of being married for 42 years. I understand the issues, the joys, and struggles of trying to raise two boys, and now I have grandchildren. So the world changed for me, too. I was leaving San Diego, and I wanted to do something to say kind of goodbye. So I had a body of songs that I already written, and I realized that I was really a night person, and I started writing my thoughts about the night and blending that with the music that I had already written. So the poetry kind of emerged first, the celebration of the night, and how we are different at night than we are in the day, and how I'm different. Night is the hurting time. Night is the healing time. Night is the time when babies are born. Night is the time when people die. Night is the time when lovers leave you. Night is the time when you are most free, because the sky is gone. And all, as one of the poems says, all creatures of the night celebrate because the gate to heaven is open.
Mixed Magic Theater's Night's People is at Trinity Rep for two nights only, Friday and Saturday night. And you can find more information about the show and about all of the events that we've talked about at our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And you can let us know about an arts or cultural event at thepublicsradio.org/ARTS.
Artscape is produced by James Baumgartner. Our managing editor is Sally Isley. And we'll leave you this morning with a little more music from Night's People.
Did I work so hard?
With the creator, I came down from a wire.